This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to begin today with a stipulation that the big banks in this country are very big, bigger in some cases than before the financial crisis, big enough perhaps to do serious economic damage should things go south the way they did in 2008. Objections? All right, hearing none, I will proceed. The regulatory imperative in the wake of Lehman Brothers and AIG and all the rest has been to find a way to limit the damage that might be done if, or maybe when, there's another big crisis and the big banks get stressed. To that end, this morning, five of the biggest too-big-to-fail banks in this country were told that they had failed to meet the requirements of something referred to as the living wills portion of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. Just like in life, a way to find a merciful and non-economy-destroying end should those banks be headed toward their demise. The thing is, not meeting the standards might not be completely the bank's fault. From New York, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
So, yeah, these living wills, still very much a work in progress. Patricia McCoy is a professor at Boston College Law School.
It's been a long, drawn-out process on both sides.
From the banks and their regulators, the FDIC and the Federal Reserve.
These are very complicated plans to draw up. They take a long time. And then they're very complicated plans for federal regulators to review.
The review process is still evolving. It's often described as iterative. Don Lampson is a lawyer at Squire Patton Boggs.
Banks have been complaining for some time. Tell me at the beginning what it is you want, rather than have me create a plan and then I have to guess at that, and then you tell me later it's not what you want.
Of course, Lampson says the counterargument is that you don't want banks to know so much that they can game the system.
There is a reasonable position for both sides here.
Lawrence Evans with the Government Accountability Office recently reviewed this regulatory process. He found the FDIC and the Fed had refined it and are coordinating well, but he recommended they be more transparent with the banks.
They do get guidance. Sometimes we found issues with the timeliness of the guidance, but we thought, you know, just providing this framework would be key.
The Fed and the FDIC actually agreed with that transparency recommendation, and Evans thinks the findings they released today are moving in the right direction. But Anat Admati at Stanford thinks the regulators are still being too tepid.
They are coming close now, but they are not actually daring to say fail on this test. And so they just keep iterating.
She says if we're not careful, we'll iterate ourselves right into another crisis. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.